Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in. It's Monday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. That means it's time for Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright. Passion. I love it. I'm betting you do too. At Dark Hollows Press, we have every essence of passion, whatever your enjoyment level. It doesn't matter if it's swirled through historicals, sprinkled in contemporaries, or mixed up in paranormal. I savor it. Every rich, creamy, luscious morsel. When hungering for your flavor of passion, you have to explore Dark Hollows Press. With every genre of romance, whether you like cowboys, dukes, vampires, sci-fi, or shapeshifters, you'll find something at Dark Hollows Press to devour. No matter your penchant, Dark Hollows Press can gratify for a little while until your next yearning strikes, and then come back to darkhollowspress.com. Dark Hollows Press and passions, worth staying up all night for. Award-winning author Leanne Tyler writes sweet and a little bit sensual southern romances, historical and contemporary, and maybe a touch of the paranormal thrown in for good measure. Her novel Season of Love is a time travel set in 1850 Charleston. Leanne Tyler's The Good Luck series shines with delightful down-home writing and humor. More for your historical romance fix is Leanne's short story Ava from the Love Letters series and also her full-length novel Because of Rebecca. Look for author Leanne Tyler through all published and ebook venues such as Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine romance books are sold. Thank you for visiting Hummingbird Place, your home for romance. We're glad you've joined us tonight here in the Dark Hollows Press studio. On the couch, Donna Wright begins 2 weeks of Romantic Times Convention 2016 author previews. This week we're featuring A.C. Arthur and Brenda Jackson. Mallory Kane will have news and info from the romance and publishing industry at the bottom of the hour. All that is tonight on Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, brought to you by Dark Hollows Press. I'm Jackie DeVera, and now your talismanic proprietress, Donna Wright.
And I never know what she's saying about me, and one of these days I'm going to write all those things down and look them up and make sure they don't mean like... you jerk or something, you know. Anyway, I am Donna Wright. It is Monday night, so this has to be Hummingbird Place, and I'm here with Gelman, Leanne Tyler, my own personal Gelman.
Hi.
Hello. And we're going to talk a little bit about this past weekend, because this past weekend was it.
And now the latest about Romancing the Smokies.
The latest is that it's over for 2016.
Yep.
And we had a wonderful time. It went off without a glitch here in Knoxville, Tennessee. Very exciting time. Tanya Kappas was so inspiring. I mean, she writes because she loves her readers. That's why she writes.
Yeah.
And Nancy Nagel was there being the welcome speaker. Mallory Kane, who's not going to be here tonight, by the way, because she is off doing some kind of writing project that I really don't know a whole lot about, but I'm excited for. And so tonight, we were supposed to have A.C. Arthur, but she got tied up and will not be able to join us this evening. So Leanne said, hey, I'll just call in and we can chit-chat.
True. I hope she wasn't tied up too bad. Maybe you should explain that she wasn't tied up by a man. You know.
Well, I don't know if she's tied up by a man or not. I mean, you know, that's her prerogative. She might be tied up by, you know, an alien, for all I know.
True.
But anyway.
She is going to be at the Romantic Times Convention in May. So
right.
That is, no, is it in May or is it April?
You're asking the wrong one.
I think it's in April this year. That's the reason, but last year was May. I'll do a quick search and we'll find out. I should have known this.
You should have known. What's wrong with you?
I've been sick.
April 12th through the 17th in Rio. No, in Las Vegas.
I was going to say Rio. Okay.
Well, they've got a Pitchapalooza going on.
Ooh. Pitchapalooza.
They've got all kinds of people that are going to be there from different literary agencies. I mean, all kinds of people. And Miriam Chris is going to be there. I actually tried to get in with her at one time and couldn't. Okay, we've got participating publishers is Orbit, Red Hook. They're looking for great fantasy, science fiction, and mainstream crossovers. They've got Audible. It's going to be there. Berkeley Publishing Group is going to be there. Blue Tulip Publishing, which I've never heard of. And Blushing Books, which I'm not familiar with. Bold Strokes, which is LGBTQ. City Owl Press. Romantic Elements, All Heat Levels. Clean Read. Stephanie Taylor is going to be there. I've talked with Stephanie Taylor. She is really a sweetheart.
She's had several of her authors on here, too.
Yeah.
In the years. Yeah. Didn't they change their name?
Yes. Clean Reads used to be called Astraea Press.
That's right. Yes.
I'm kind of familiar with them. And let's see if there's anybody else. Interlude Press. Gilead Publishing. Which is Christian Fiction, Ink and Quill, New Link Publishing, Ecstasy, and Divine Destinies. Divine Destinies and Ecstasy Books are the same publisher, but one is Sweet and one is Steamy.
Mm.
Well, Steamy was really kind of an understatement, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
And I think you do.
So is like Sizzling? Burn your fingers
and
mad.
Absolutely. And let's see. Looks like Riptide Publishing, Riverdale Avenue.
Hmm.
It looks like they're a lot into erotica. Now, Thule Publishing is going to be there. And Thule is owned by Jane Porter.
That's right. We heard all about Jane Porter from campus Saturday.
And not only that, Mallory Kane
used to stalk her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Tanya and Mallory Kane writes for Thule.
That's right.
So it looks like actually there's a lot of really cool things going on there. And that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And Audible is going to be there, which I find very interesting.
Yes.
Very weird, I think. That's just me. Anyway, so the RT Book Lovers Convention from April 12th through the 17th. Now, let's be honest about RT. I've never been, but I hear that it is party, party, party. And that
yes,
if you don't have a good time,
that's
your fault.
People with iron deficiencies should not go. Because you wouldn't be able to keep up with all the party, party, hearty, right?
That's exactly right. That's why I stay my butt at home. I think that's hilarious. But, yeah, it's true. It is very true. So, anyway, that's what we're going to do this evening is we're going to be speaking with Brenda Jackson, and we're also going to be speaking with, Janita Lowe. Mm-hmm. She's going to be here tonight, later. Next week, Heather Graham, Christy Craig, also writes as C.C. Hunter, and Brendan Reichs. Now, is Brendan a guy?
Lisa didn't say, but I'm thinking I've never heard a girl named Brendan, but there's always a first, so I'm not sure.
Always a first. But we'll find out, won't we?
That's right. It makes you want to tune in next week.
That's exactly right. And you'll want to be here next week as we say goodbye.
That's
Hummingbird,
right.
Hummingbird Place next week is our last show. And we are going to go off into the wild blue yonder. It's been fun.
And right. That's right.
That's right. It's been fun and it's been real. And we've met a lot of wonderful people through Hummingbird Place. LaShira Lee is one of those people that I just adore. And she and her girls, most of them write for Brown Girls Publishing. Wonderful people, always, always fun. Really am going to miss them a lot.
They make me think.
Yeah.
You know,
they have some really cool things.
Yes, their storylines are so intense. I'm thinking, why don't I think like that, you know?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. I really do understand what you're saying.
And maybe one day when we grow up, we can be like them and think that way.
Well, the thing is that at my age, growing up just isn't an option anymore, you know? Golly bum, I'm telling you. I am telling you. So, Leanne, well, since we aren't going to be on the air much longer, why don't you tell me what's next for Leanne Tyler? I mean, you've been working with me for 2.5 years now doing this, and kind of the last 2.5 years, tell us what you've done in your career.
I've got 15 titles out, and so I'd say in the last 2.5 years, I have published, at least 6 titles, you know, between Leanne Tyler and Lexi Witcher. As people
mm-hmm.
know, I am.
You mean people didn't know?
I don't know. I try to keep it, you know, when I'm on the air as Lexi, I try to be Lexi, and I try to differentiate, but, you know, who knows? Maybe some people didn't know I was a Saint person. I don't know. But it has been fun. So what I'm planning on doing is this time that I spend on Monday evenings sharing with our readers or our listeners, I'm going to try to use that time for my writing now
mm-hmm.
and see if I can get the 2 stories that I'm trying to write work simultaneously, because Lexi is wanting to write and Leanne is wanting to write, and both of those stories need my undivided attention. So that's my goal, to get those 2 done. And maybe when I go to Nashville in May, I'll have them there for my readers.
It's just so hard to believe that we can do that kind of thing. When we first started in this business, guys, it was in 1997, and Leanne and I started out at about the same time. Not that we hadn't written, but that's when we got serious, because we joined Romance Writers of America, and we had a local chapter in Knoxville, Tennessee, the Smoky Mountain Romance Writers. And that's really when we got serious. And back then, you know, you might write a book and then take a year to hear back from a publisher.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it wasn't, hey, you know, this is March. If I can get this book finished, I'll have it at a May event. That just didn't happen.
Mm-mm.
So, you know, just things
that
are happening.
It may not happen, because as I sit here and think about it, you know, I could get it written, but would I have my cover art and would I have time to order, you know? Because it'll have to go through edits. It's probably
mm-hmm.
not realistic, but that is what I'm shooting for. How's that?
That sounds good. And
because
maybe with a little help. Right.
It will happen.
Exactly. If you write it, it will happen. If you build
that's
it,
right.
they will come. Which reminds
that's
me,
right.
that's sort of like what happened this weekend. You know, if you'll have it, people will come. And they did.
That's right.
And
they did.
I think
was full, Donna. That
mm-hmm.
room was full. That's the most I've ever seen at one of our, you know, because SMRW's events never, you know, when we try to do stuff. And then this time it happened, Donna. What did you do? Did you have that secret little ingredient that we didn't know about?
I invited Tanya Kappas and Susan Tisdale and Sandy Sullivan and Leanne Tyler and J.K. Ensley and Hallie Bridgman, who is just one of my favorite authors. She is just, and I mean on a personal level as much as on a writing level. And not that I don't love these other people, but Hallie and I just click. And then we also had Nancy Nagel, who did the welcome speech, and she was so funny. But Tanya Kappas was so inspired. And the reason she started writing, if you haven't heard her story, is because she had something happen in her life that depressed her so badly that she discovered books during that time. And when she did, she realized that she wanted to do that for somebody, that she wanted somebody to say to her, "You helped me through a bad time." And she loves, loves, loves her readers. She loves them.
You forgot Shannon West, and I know you didn't mean to, but
no,
she was
I didn't
there
mean
too.
To. And Shannon West, let me say this, so while we're saying some goodbyes and things, Shannon West and Dark Hollows Press has actually been so kind to me. She is a kind, kind woman, and she has been, she and Michelle, her daughter, who also runs the business, has been so kind. They are just absolutely wonderful people. Trista Ann Michaels was there, who's also a local author, and, I mean, it's just been unbelievable.
Yeah, Brandy Kennedy, did you say Brandy?
No, I did not. Brandy Kennedy,
too. I'm trying to go through tables.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking Brandy Kennedy was also there, another local author, had the cutest. She and J.K. Ensley had the cutest tables. They just looked so cute. Everybody's tables were beautiful. If you haven't, go on to my page and the Romance in the Smokies page on Facebook, and you will see that we just had some of the very best tables. They were beautiful. And next year is going to be the same, because there will be, unless God is not willing, there will be a Romance in the Smokies 2017. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And cannot wait for it. And, you know, the thing about it is that we live in Knoxville, Tennessee. We live in this area. We want things to happen in this area. So if you're out there and you're thinking, man, I wish I'd known about that, or, you know, I need more information about it, just kind of keep hanging tight, hanging around the Romance in the Smokies webpage and my, Romance in the Smokies webpage, which is romanceinthesmokies.com, very hard to remember. And we are definitely going to have another one, unless God is not willing. And I want to say something else while I've got everybody's attention. The one thing I did not do Saturday, and it shames me, is I did not thank the Lord Jesus for that success. And I want everyone to know how I feel about that. And it is from Him that all blessings flow. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for that success, because for once in my life, I feel like I have accomplished something. And it was so that I think that Romance in the Smokies was as exciting for me as publishing my first book. And that's what I have to say about that. Well, I would kind of like to know if Janita is going to be joining us. Do you think she is, Gelman?
I thought she was. I haven't heard otherwise, but let me go over here and do a double check. To make sure that I haven't got another email saying something else has happened to an author that cannot be here. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Da, da, da. Let's see. Okay. She's not called in. Let me email Lisa real quick and say, hey, where is she?
Yeah, where is she? Because we're kind of just sitting here chit-chatting about Romance in the Smokies. I hope everybody's enjoying that. We had so much swag. Now, if you're in the area and you want some swag from Romance in the Smokies, best thing to do is go to the Maynardville Public Library. They've got all the swag up there. We gave them gift bags. We gave them all the swag. There's going to be a ton of free books up there as well. So, and I mean, there's one title that I had like 20 left over, and because of that, I gave them all to the library, and so they're probably going to be giving them away. So I just want you to think about that, because I don't know about you guys, but I love swag. Swag is just so much fun. I just like to look at it and feel of it.
Mm-hmm. I know that Janita is going to be talking about her latest novel, Warrior. You want me to read those blurbs?
Yeah, go ahead and read that blurb.
Okay. Three best friends, everyone on the SEAL team called them the Stooges. A little wild, a bit crazy, always fun to watch, and deadly in the war arena. Lucas Branson, Navy SEAL, tough, meat and potatoes, straight shooter to the max, is one of the three confirmed bachelors. He meets Kit Ling, also from a family of tough men, and yay, maybe this relationship business befalling all his comrades isn't that bad after all. But then, on a secret assignment overseas, things become complicated when he bumps into Kit and her media crew looking for information. How is Lucas going to stop his team's mission from becoming public? How is Kit going to work around self-interest and hard-hitting news in a land whose borders and politics are nebulous, where danger explodes without explanation, where only warriors survive? Lucas and Kit must fight for their love and ultimately their lives. Janita Lowe writes sexy military and techno spy-fi romance. She also co-owns a roof construction business and knows 600 ways to kill with roofing tools, as well as yell at her workers in five languages. A three-time Golden Heart finalist, her first book, Into Danger, about a SEAL out of water, won the Romantic Times Reviewer's Choice Award for Best Romantic Intrigue. Besides her love for SEALs, she works with an airborne ranger who taught her all about mental toughness and physical endurance. Janita lives in Florida with her mutant pawns and one chubby squirrel.
A chubby squirrel?
A chubby squirrel.
How funny. Yeah. Well, what about AC Arthur? What do we know about her? We know she's going to be there, so we might as well talk about her as well.
Okay. Well, just one moment. Let me get you her info.
This is how this really works, everybody. You're kind of hearing what goes on behind the scenes, because Leanne is my own personal Gelman. And so this is what happens behind the scenes. I email her or PM her or IM her or whatever you want to call it and say, okay, tell me about this. And she sends this stuff over to me. So this is kind of different.
Yep. See. Okay, A.C. Arthur was born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, where she currently resides with her husband and three children. An active imagination and a love for reading encouraged her to begin writing in high school, and she hasn't stopped. Working in the legal field, she's seen lots of horrific things and longs for the safe haven reading a romance novel brings. Her debut novel, Object of His Desire, was written when a picture of an Italian villa sparked the idea of an African-American Italian hero. Determined to bring a new edge to romance, she continues to develop intriguing plots, sensual love stories, racy characters, and fresh dialogue, thus keeping the readers on their toes. In the young adult arena, AC also writes under the name Artist Arthur. And the book that she was going to be talking about is Growl, Werewolf, Shifter Romance. And it's with Eva Langless and Kate Douglas. There's three of them in there. So I don't know if maybe Eva Langless and Kate Douglas is also part of her pseudonyms or not, or if it's three stories in there. It looks like it might be. There's three authors. So there's probably three stories in that. Because it says in Legal Wolf's Mate, take taking on a pro bono murder case isn't a problem for a lawyer who enjoys a challenge. Discovering his new client is his mate, a tad more complicated. Gavin has no intention of settling down, especially not with a woman accused of murder, but once he sets eyes on Megan, his fate is sealed. In Alpha's woman, Kira Radney is all delicious curves and strong will and has no desire to be a subservient mate. When a member of her father's pack attempts to make her his mate by force, Kira has no choice but to flee. The last thing she wants is to submit to any male in their pack. But when her escape attempt leads her straight into the arms of an alpha wolf, a sexy, dangerous, protective alpha, Kira must fight against her need to be free and her secret desire to be controlled. In Feral Passion, what better place for an adventurous woman to explore her wild side than a luxurious resort in Northern California, beauty Trinity Alps, especially when that resort is run by sexy werewolves looking for mates. Feral Passions Resort, where fantasies come true.
Who do you think would make a sexy werewolf? What actors?
It depends. We know what Taylor Lautner would look like as a werewolf from Twilight.
And I was always on Team Jacob. I never could stand what's his name. I was always on Team Jacob.
Oh, you didn't like Edward?
No, Edward wasn't my man.
He was too cold, wasn't he, Donna?
Yes. And he sparkled. I don't want a sparkly man.
You might get glitter on yourself.
Now, I'm not dating Liberace. I just ain't doing it.
Well, I don't know where. The only thing I can think of is maybe Janita didn't realize we were in the Eastern time zone.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the only thing I can think of. You know, a lot of people don't realize that, but she's in Florida, right?
Was that
A.C. Arthur?
Let me look. I can tell you here. Okay, A.C. Arthur is in...
was in Baltimore, Maryland. So it was Janita that's in Florida. Okay. But then it's a pretty day. Maybe she's still working on her...
What does it mean?
Is that what that was?
Janita lives with her mutant what?
Her mutant palm.
What's a palm?
Her palm. Pomeranian.
Oh.
Yeah, those little Pomeranian doggies.
And she writes about Red Hot Navy SEALs. And you know what? I've never had that I can remember. Have we ever had Teresa Reeser on?
No, I think she was just too shy to do. Oh, maybe we did. I can't remember. But,
well, I want to give a shout out to my friend Teresa Reeser because she does great SEALs books. She's hit the New York Times bestseller list with them and everything. And just an adorable, adorable person. Everybody would love her, I'm just telling you. That's what I have to say about that. I'm sounding more and more like Forrest Gump. Okay, so now it's time for
Brenda Jackson.
Brenda Jackson. We have her at 7:45.
7:30 is what Lisa said.
Okay. So let me go over here and see. No, nobody's here yet.
Okay.
This has been a very interesting show. Wait a minute.
That's right.
I'm getting all excited. Somebody has called in, and it looks like it's Brenda Jackson. Let me go ahead and get Brenda on the line. Brenda, good evening, and welcome to Hummingbird Place.
Well, hello, and thanks for inviting me.
Well, it's always good to have you. Didn't we have you on once before?
I believe so.
I believe so. I have Gelman. I call her Gelman, my producer. You know,
okay.
Like what's his name, the big mouth guy? And Kathy Lee, what was it?
It was
Regis.
Oh, Regis.
Regis.
Regis and Gelman. That's right. Regis is on with, Gelman is on with us, Leanne Tyler. Brenda, you're not going to believe this, but neither of the other ladies have shown up this evening.
You're kidding.
So we've been sitting here for 30 minutes just kind of going, yeah, I guess we'll talk about this for a minute. Yeah, that's what we'll do.
I am here.
Well, I am so glad. Now, before you leave, Leanne, why don't you read us the bio on Brenda Jackson?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought you had it in front of you. It has been an amazing. It has
Brenda
been
Jackson.
Amazing.
New York Times and USA Today bestselling author of over 100 novels and novellas was born in Jacksonville, Florida. She earned a Bachelor of Science degree in Business Administration from Jacksonville University. She married her high school sweetheart, Gerald, and they have two sons, Gerald Jr. and Brandon, age 36 and 34, respectively.
Oh, wow.
She is an active member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. Her professional writing career began in 1995 with the release of her first book, Tonight and Forever. Since then, she has written over 100 titles, which includes a made-for-television movie by BET, One
wow.
Special Moment, as well as the movie Truly Everlasting. She was a 2012 NAACP Image Award nominee for Outstanding Literary Fiction for her book, A Silken Thread, and was named Romance Writers of America Nora Roberts Lifetime Achievement Award recipient in 2012.
Whew. Wow. Brenda, you are something else, girlfriend.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, this is, now you have hit the New York Times bestseller list, you've hit the USA bestseller list, and there's something when people have done that I've always wanted to ask them. And see, Brenda, what you don't know, if you weren't tuned in earlier, was that this is our second to last show. Next week is going to be our sign-off show.
Oh, okay.
So since we are at the end of our 2.5-year span, there is something I've always wanted to ask a person who has been that successful. Are you ready for the question?
I'm ready for the question.
Can I have a loan?
Got it. Can you have a loan? Oh, gosh. Depends on how much we're talking. Oh, gosh. That wasn't what I expected, but.
I'll tell you something. It seems like since we're going to be signing off in the next couple of weeks, I don't care what I say anymore, so I'm just going to
say. Okay.
Brenda, while I've got you, this is what we'd really like for you to do. Two things. First, well, actually three things. First, tell us about how you got your car.
In writing my books, I got started on a dare. I wrote in school. I wrote little love stories. I'm from the, I guess, I'm from the Moondoggy and Gidget era. And so I'm a baby boomer. So I grew up on the Moondog, Gidget, Beak Stories, Frankie Avalon, Marie Funicello, Sandra Dee, Bobby Darin era. And I just wanted to write my own beach story. I'm from Florida, so only an hour from Daytona Beach. So I figured, okay, if anybody want to write beach stories, they should be me. So I wrote beach stories to entertain my teenage friends in the 13 through 15-year-old age group. Very clean, boy meets girl, boy fall in love with girl. They live happily ever after, grow up and get married, basically in the story. And so a lot of my classmates and teachers who remember me from those times, whenever I would go to class reunions, would ask me, did I ever become an author? And I say, no, I went into business. I'm part of corporate America. I got a degree in business administration, and I love corporate America. But they say, no, we always wanted to get a Brenda Jackson book. So I decided before my next class reunion, which was 5 years later, to write a book just so I could say I did it, 'cause so everyone wouldn't ask me. I had no idea that that book would one day get published. When, you know, once I told them I read it and everybody wrote it and everybody liked it, they say, now you need to get it published. Got rejections like everybody else, but I got very good encouragement for the book. Mm-hmm. And then Kensington picked it up and signed on with the multi-contract. And from there, I started writing them at least a book a year until, I guess, for the first three books. And then they wanted a book every 9 months. And then it became two books a year, three books a year. And that's how I got started. And I still worked corporate America through my 50th book.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, my 50th book made the New York Times, and I was still working corporate America while I was still working full time.
That is so inspired. Now, Brenda, tell me about Possessed by Passion, the latest one.
Oh, gosh, that book is so hot that I fan myself even when I say the title. I love writing romance novels. I love writing what I call the steamy romance novels. And I introduce a family of men and women. They're the Steele family. They started out in Charlotte, North Carolina, and then I finished up that family. And then I went to the Steeles, their cousins, of Phoenix. And there's six guys, and they're the Bad News Steeles. They are diehard bachelors. And when you tell them about it, they say it's in the genes, because everybody knows their dad was the same way. Their dad was a diehard bachelor who gave birth to six sons who ended up being just like him. Even though he's happily married now, and that's what the mother tells her sons, just like I took over your dad's heart, there is a woman out there who will capture your heart. They don't believe her, but so Tyson is the fourth Steele son to fall in love. And all of them fight it all the way. But it's funny how they eventually succumb to love, romance, and happiness, and forever after. And they sometimes go kicking and screaming, but in the end, true love prevails.
Yay. I love my happily ever afters, don't you?
I do, too. I do, too.
Well, tell us all about what's going on with you and how you're going to be at the RT Book Lovers Convention and all the great things you're going to be doing there.
Oh, gosh. I love going to Romantic Times. I love it. I'm trying to think. This is probably my 15th, 16th, 17th year. I've missed some in between. The only time I will ever miss a convention is that I'm going on a cruise with my readers, which I do every other year, or there's something going on in my family that I can't miss. Other than that, that is my fun time. When I push away from my computer and just hang out with fellow authors and readers, and there are so many parties and so much fun stuff to do at Romantic Times. And I tell anybody who say, I've never been to a Romantic Times conference, and I tell them, you have to go to at least one, and then you will be a romantic timer for the rest of your life, because you have so much fun. It's very enjoyable. Other conferences are for authors. This is more a reader's conference. Mm-hmm. That as an author, you can go and enjoy yourself. It's just so much fun. I really enjoy it. And there's panels, because I'm going to be on a panel, and, you know, other authors who have not gotten published, who have gotten published, who wants to know the ins and outs, there's something for them. There's something for everybody at Romantic Times Conference. I enjoy going. I enjoy doing presentations there, on workshops, and I enjoy just going, hanging out, and enjoying myself. Catherine Falk and Carol Stacy, they are doing a wonderful job at Romantic Times, and I love going.
And have you met Lady Barrow?
Oh, yes, I have. Beautiful person. Someone I admire. Someone I truly admire, because I was getting her magazine when it was just maybe two or three pages, because it was like the gospel. And I was getting it, was just two or three pages. And now I see it has grown into a full color page magazine of over 100 pages. And I think that's wonderful. And she keeps with the
together.
Times. It was just for romance books at first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could not, you could not consider yourself a romance author unless you knew the ins and out of what was going on. And she kept you informed. Plus, she was some of our biggest advocates, author advocates, when they thought, or when major publishers said there was no market for African American or Black romance because there was not Black love. She basically. We wrote articles and made sure that we had a voice, and I would always appreciate her for doing that. In fact, she was instrumental in putting a bug in a couple of the publishers' ear, like Walter Zacharias, and said, this is an untapped market. You need to tap into it, and he did. And the rest is history, because Walter Zacharias' company, Kensington, was the only publisher who took a chance and started an African-American line of books called Arabesque. So all of that tied into Catherine's support.
Well, my story about Catherine Falk is I've never gotten to meet her, unfortunately, but but I will say this, that my husband has always been extremely supportive of my wanting to write.
Okay.
And I used to read, and I'm sure you remember them, all the Silhouettes. Remember Silhouette romances?
Yes, I did too. Silhouette romances. Yes.
Well, when it was just Silhouette romance, and there was nothing else that was, and it was mostly American, whereas the Harlequins, most of them were English.
Right.
And
I
fell in love with Nora Roberts and Janet Daly and some of the others that started off with those. And I would read every one of them every month. I mean, and I wanted so badly to write it. And my husband bought me a book, and it was by Catherine Falk, How to Write a Romance Novel.
I got that book, too. That's how I got started.
Exactly. And you know, it was a neat book. I love the way she put it together with very successful authors being quoted and writing articles for it. I mean, it was very well done. And it was one of the things that encouraged me to just keep plugging away and trying to do. I mean, I was long-handing stories.
So was I.
You know?
Before the days of the computer, my first type of computer was really a word processor, Amstrad, and I thought I was in hog heaven. All it was a word processing type computer, but I loved it, and I wrote my first 8 books on that thing, and I still have it. Today it's out of commission, but I still have it, and I don't use it anymore because now it's the computer age, but it was wonderful. It was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, I remember getting my first word processors. I had 2 different word processors before I actually got a computer. I got a computer, I guess, was sometime in 1997. But I mean, Catherine Falk is a huge, not only advocate of the romance industry, but in my opinion, she's a huge part of it.
Oh, it's definitely. You cannot think about romance without her name being there as far as being a motivator, someone who advocated it for us. Like I said, I had that book, How to Write a Romance and Get It Published. It was like the Bible of writing romance novels. And through that book, I met Vivian Stevens, who was the founder of Romance Writers of America, who basically became like a mentor to me, telling me what all I needed, making sure romance, you kept into the genre of romance. there is a lot of things that goes into a romance book. A lot of people want to say, I write romance, and it's really not true romance. And she wanted to make sure that you knew what a real romance book. There are certain elements that go into a real romance book. All the books that they say are romance books are not romance books. And so I had to learn the difference, and I'm glad I did.
Well, now, first off, I want you to know when you started talking about, you know, the original, one of the original founders of RWA and all that, I just got chill bumps. I really did. What a wonderful story. Brenda, what's next for you? What do you see yourself doing? Where are you going to be in 5 years? I mean, you've already hit NYT and USA. What's left to do?
Let me see. Another movie. I would love to do more movies. One of the movies, I've done two movies already. BET did one, and then I did the second one because I wanted more control. I didn't want
right.
liberties to be over, take over my book, to take over what I wanted to present to my readers in the way of a Brenda Jackson Presents. And so my son, who has a master's in film from Florida State University, who has a bachelor's in film from Columbia University in New York, me and his dad want to see what our 8 years of college, what we got out of it. So, you know, you send your kids to college, and you're like, okay, let's see whether or not they really learned anything after our 8 years of funds going out of the door for 8 years. And so I gave him a choice of any book of mine. I had not quite 100. I had 80-something, maybe 90-something at the time. And I said, pick one. I said, but I'm going to tell you the ones that I would like, the ones that I personally think would cost less money for you to do. And me and his dad bankrolled the whole thing to the tune of $500,000. And so we told him, it was up to him to find ways to cut his costs, but to give me a quality movie. And one of the things he did was hire interns from different colleges or film schools, and that helped cut costs because by him having a master's degree, it was like a summer job for them where they worked on the set of a movie in production and got credit for it. So that was a way. And plus, I'm in Florida. So you're talking about film schools up north was glad, the kids were glad to come down here for the summer and work on this movie. So it ended up being, and all I told them, I didn't want it to go to big screen. I just want to go straight to DVD because I had enough readers that I felt would buy this movie that if he produced it by the book with minimum artistic liberties, that my readers would buy it. And that movie, an independent movie, hit, I mean, all bestseller lists for independent film, that it got the eye of Warner Brothers, who approached me about putting it in the stores. And that was never my intent. So it ended up the movie being in all the stores, in Best Buy, and Walmart, and anywhere other DVDs were sold. So it ended up being a very successful project for my son. We got all our money back that we put invested in this movie. So we did not lose any of our investment. So that in itself was wonderful. So, and I would like to do more of those type of projects with him. You know, and right now, Debbie Allen is set to direct my next Brenda Jackson movie.
Oh, my goodness.
Based on my novel, A Silken Thread. So it will go to big screen. This is going to be a Hollywood-produced movie, but I've seen the script. I've approved the script that was written, Debbie worked on, and I loved it. So I think that she would do justice by the next one.
Well, our time has drawn a little nigh because, let me tell you why, Janita Lowe has shown up, and she's waiting in the green room. And
okay.
I hope you don't mind. I'm going to kind of cut this a little short just so wanted to get everybody on that I could. And but Brenda, it has been a pleasure. And I hope you'll remember me, Donna Wright, and Leanne Tyler, my Gelman. And I just wish you the very, very best of luck with your new, you're starting almost a new career with the movies. And And I hope Possessed by Passion is everything you want it to be.
Oh, I hope so, too. Now, will you all be at RT?
No, I'm not going to be able to make it. I've never been to an RT.
Oh, you're going to have to come to an RT. Oh, you're going to have so much fun. When they say let your hair down and hang out and just enjoy yourself, sometimes writers and everybody need that once in a while.
Oh, yeah, just, definitely.
You know, just to have fun.
Well, that is one of my goals. I would love to be able to say that I've been to RT.
Okay. Well, we're going to look for you one of these years.
Okay, Brenda. Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, Brenda Jackson, her latest release, Possessed by Passion. And we are going to take just a few minutes. Unfortunately, we won't have very long. But we do have Janita Lowe with us. Janita, thank you for coming on to Hummingbird Place.
No, I apologize for missing you guys. But my dog was sick, and I had to pick her up from the vet. And that took a lot longer than I thought, because I thought checking out was, no, I had to stay in the room for an hour. So I really apologize for this.
No, please don't. It's fine. Things happen. The very first time that I was to sign on and do a Hummingbird Place, one of my dogs was hit by a car and killed.
Oh
yes.
No.
So,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, this has been 2.5 years ago now. We miss her. God love her little heart. But no, I shouldn't say God love her little heart. She was some kind of massive dog, honestly. But, you know, I mean, it was awful, you know, trying to get on the air and everything. But anyway, Janita, let's just take a few minutes and talk about Sizzle, which is a Hot Spies book. And tell us a little bit about that. Now, you write for Glow World. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Well, I'm an indie author, so we all started our own publishing company, and the publishing company is called Glow World. I'm Janita Lowe, so Glow World, I'm part of it, as you can tell. And being an indie author, most of my books have been self-published.
Okay. And tell us about Sizzle.
Sizzle, I write about international spies. So most of my books are on international espionage and Navy SEALs. So Sizzle is about spies in Ukraine and how it's connected with, the current situation that's in Ukraine. I use that and about two spies who are from two different countries who wants to escape that situation and live their own life. So they plan something. And that's part of the sizzling part of it. And hopefully they escape.
Let's hope. So now you're going to be at the RT Book Lovers Convention. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're planning for that?
Yes. I wish you would go. This is one of the funnest conventions for readers. Everybody goes in and there are balls and everybody dresses up in different costumes and on different nights. And I host one of the Saturday Fantastic Days for thriller authors and romantic suspense authors. And we're calling it Thrillers and Romantic Suspense Vegas Style. So hopefully readers who are coming during the weekend will come meet some of the big authors in the Glow World, and we're giving away over 200 books. So it's going to be really, really, really fun.
And that's going to be in Vegas.
Yes, this year it's going to be in Vegas. So I hope to get some gambling theme going on there. We have about an hour and a half to play with. So I'm going to have lots of swag and spy games and gambling themes. Hopefully we'll have lots of fun, and we're going to raffle up some Kindles. So as you can tell, it's going to be pretty chaotic and wild, just the way we like it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think it sounds like a wonderful time, but I would be afraid to go to Vegas, and let me tell you why. I went on a cruise, and I could not stay out of the casino, and I am really afraid that I would become a gambling person.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. You just stay with me, and I'll just introduce you to some hot romance models. And
okay.
We'll just party from there, and you forget about gambling. We'll just have fun.
That sounds kind of fun. Yeah, that sounds
pretty
good.
Yeah, it will be fun.
I do like men. I'm and I cannot lie.
Well, it's all for research. That's all I'm saying.
That's right. It's all for research. And I'll have to keep that in mind. Now tell me, Janita, what is next for you? And what is next for Glow World?
For me, I am going to try to continue with the Hot Spy series because I have a third book for that. Because of the three books, one of them is about a missing brother. So I'm going to write that for my next book. And I'm also in Susan Stoker's Kindle World, which is a new kind of thing through Amazon that's only available through Amazon. And she has invited me to write in her world, so to speak, using my characters. So it's going to be fun. It's kind of like a mashup of Navy SEALs and hot guys and chasing after, you know, spies and women. So I'm really looking forward to that. And that's coming up in June.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Janita, I am so sorry that you've had the situation that you've had and that you were so late, but I do want everybody to know that you can get with Janita online at janita-low.com. Now, I'm going to spell Janita for you. It's G-E-N-N-I-T-A. Her last name is Low, L-O-W. So that's janita-low.com. And Janita, I'm so sorry that you were tied up.
It's fine. It's my fault. A quick plug-in. My first book, Into Danger, that won the RT Award, is up for sale for 99 cents. So you go to Amazon right now, any other places, and click Into Danger, Janita Low. It's 99 cents. So it's a 500-page book. So go ahead. Download it.
Download it. Do it now while it's 99 cents. That's
and
great,
I apologize
Janita.
Again, but my doggie is fine and I'm happy.
That's,
so that's
and
great.
That's what counts. That's what counts is that the doggie is fine. You know, this weekend I had a small luncheon for readers and authors, and we did our raffle baskets were baskets for Bebo, who is my he's my shelter dog. I got him at the shelter, and we earned $700 for our local shelter. And
oh, fantastic!
That's what the gal at the shelter said. And so, anyway, we're just very excited about that. And there's nothing like our animals. I think that when God gave us dominion over them, that the domesticated animals we were meant to love and to care for, and that's what we should do.
Well, I have 13 animals with me. One day, if I ever come on your show again, I would like to talk to you about my 13 animals. One of them is a squirrel. They all live in the same house, believe it or not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we noticed that you had Chubby Squirrel in your some of your bedfellows.
Yeah,
were,
my bio.
So to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, in the bio.
Yeah, she's been with me for 5 years, and she lives in the house with my dogs and my cats. And she rides them like they're donkeys or something. But, yeah, it's a madhouse. It's really mad. One day when we have time.
That sounds wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Janita Lowe, and remember that her book is now on sale for 99 cents, and you can find her at janita-lowe.com. Now, also, I just want to remind everybody that next week, which is the 28th of March, will be our very last show here on Hummingbird Place. But we are excited because we are going to have some more people from the RT Book Lovers Convention, including Heather Graham, who's been with us before and who I really enjoy having. Also, Christy Craig will be here, also known as CC Hunter, and Brendan Reichs will be here. And thank you so much for joining us at Hummingbird Place. And just listen to this, and we will be back in just a moment.
Dark Hollows Press is a publisher of romance whose authors present high-quality stories full of desire. They welcome submissions from both new as well as established authors. They offer a built-in reader base, professional editing, cover design and marketing, worldwide distribution, and competitive royalties paid monthly. Dark Hollows Press publishes all genres of romantic expression from historical to fantasy, sci-fi to contemporary, and now urban fantasy and new adult. Find submission guidelines or find a new favorite book or author at darkhollowspress.com. Lexi Witcher is the author of young adult contemporary paranormal romances. Her Bittersweet 16 series begins with Dodie Jinx as your typical teenager, until she learns she is the next in line to be claimed by a 300-year-old curse on her 16th birthday. While struggling for her life, Dodie unravels a chain of events that no one is prepared for. Dodie and the warlock she loves work together to find the key that will set the Dougherty descendants free in the Bittersweet 16 series by Lexi Witcher on Amazon.com and where all fine ebooks are sold. Hummingbird Place, your home for romance, with your hostess, Donna Wright, is brought to you by Dark Hollows Press and produced by Leanne Tyler. Production manager, Jackie DeVera. All music provided by Kevin McLeod and Incompetech.com. Thank you.